Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the Word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is March the 2nd, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Deuteronomy, chapters 28 to 30. It is all a matter of choice. As Moses summarizes God's guidance and provision for the Israelites during the last 40 years, he invites the people of God to take part in God's covenant and reiterates that only those who choose to obey the covenant will receive the blessings from God. We read in Deuteronomy chapter 30 verses 15 to 16 like this. See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil. In that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments, his statutes and his judgments, that you may live and multiply. And the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you go to possess. Finally, Moses ends his long discourse with the following that we read in Deuteronomy chapter 30 verses 19 to 20. I will call heaven and earth as witness today against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him, for he is your life and the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, to give them. The Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 10 verse 6 to 8 has applied this passage to the gospel. For the law of Christ is substantially the same as that of Moses, only more clear and accompanied with the advantages of gospel grace. The alternative of a good and happy life is a disobedient and miserable life. Loving God and obeying His word are the only ways of securing God's blessings. Paul warned the elders of Ephesus in the same manner that we read in Acts chapter 20 verses 26 and 27. Therefore, I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God. Dr. Pierce Harris, a former pastor of the First Methodist Church of Atlanta, Georgia, preached to some prisoners. One of the prisoners got up and introduced him to the others with these words. Several years ago, two boys lived in a town in North Georgia. They went to the same school, played together, and attended the same Sunday school. One dropped out of Sunday school and said it was sissy stuff. The other boy kept on going. One rejected Christ, the other accepted him. The boy who rejected Christ is making this introduction today. The boy who accepted Christ is the honored preacher who will speak to us today. It's all a matter of choice. You too have a choice to serve sin or serve God. To choose against God brings emptiness and pain and results in death and eternal separation from God. To choose God brings blessings and fulfillment. If you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and make Him your Master and live a life in obedience to His Word, you will live forever. Make the right choice today.